9. Spirit-Fused Mortals. Ascending spirit-fused mortals are not third-source personalities. They are included in the Father's personality circuit, but they have fused with individualizations of the pre-mind spirit of the third source and center. Such spirit fusion never occurs during the span of natural life. It takes place only at the time of mortal reawakening in the Marantia existence on the mansion worlds. In the fusion experience, there is no overlapping. The will creature is either spirit-fused, son-fused, or father-fused. Those who are adjuster or father-fused are never spirit or son-fused. The fact that these types of mortal creatures are not adjuster fusion candidates does not prevent the adjusters from indwelling them during their life in the flesh. Adjusters do work in the minds of such beings during the span of material life, but never become everlastingly one with their pupil souls. During this temporary sojourn, the adjusters effectively build up the same spirit counterpart of mortal nature, the soul, that they do in the candidates for adjuster fusion. Up to the time of mortal death, the work of the adjusters is wholly akin to their function in your own races, but upon mortal dissolution, the adjusters take eternal leave of these spirit fusion candidates and, proceeding directly to Divinington, the headquarters of all divine monitors, there await the new assignments of their order. When such sleeping survivors are repersonalized on the mansion worlds, the place of the departed adjuster is filled by an individualization of the spirit of the divine minister, the representative of the infinite spirit in the local universe concerned. This spirit infusion constitutes these surviving creatures, spirit-fused mortals. Such beings are in every way your equals in mind and spirit, and they are indeed your contemporaries, sharing the mansion and Marantia spheres in common with your order of fusion candidates and with those who are to be sun-fused. There is, however, one particular in which spirit-fused mortals differ from their ascendant brethren. Mortal memory of human experience on the material worlds of origin survives death in the flesh because the indwelling adjuster has acquired a spirit counterpart or transcript of those events of human life which were of spiritual significance. But with spirit-fused mortals, there exists no such mechanism whereby human memory may persist. The adjuster transcripts of memory are full and intact, but these acquisitions are experiential possessions of the departed adjusters and are not available to the creatures of their former indwelling, who therefore awaken in the resurrection halls of the Marantia spheres of Nebadon as if they were newly created beings, creatures without consciousness of former existence. Such children of the local universe are enabled to repossess themselves of much of their former human memory experience through having it retold by the associated seraphim and cherubim, and by consulting the records of the mortal career filed by the recording angels. This they can do with undoubted assurance, because the surviving soul of experiential origin in the material and mortal life, while having no memory of mortal events, does have a residual experiential recognition response to these unremembered events of past experience. When a spirit-fused mortal is told about the events of the unremembered past experience, there is an immediate response of experiential recognition within the soul, identity, of such a survivor, which instantly invests the narrated event with the emotional tinge of reality and with the intellectual quality of fact. And this dual response constitutes the reconstruction, recognition, and validation of an unremembered facet of mortal experience. Even with adjuster fusion candidates, only those human experiences which were of spiritual value are common possessions of the surviving mortal and the returning adjuster, and hence are immediately remembered subsequent to mortal survival. Concerning those happenings which were not of spiritual significance, even these adjuster fusers must depend upon the attribute of recognition response in the surviving soul. And since any one event may have a spiritual connotation to one mortal but not to another, it becomes possible for a group of contemporary ascenders from the same planet to pool their store of adjuster-remembered events, and thus to reconstruct any experience which they had in common and which was of spiritual value in the life of any one of them. While we understand such techniques of memory reconstruction fairly well, we do not grasp the technique of personality recognition. Personalities of one-time association mutually respond quite independently of the operation of memory, albeit memory itself and the techniques of its reconstruction are necessary to invest such mutual personality response with the fullness of recognition. A spirit-fused survivor is also able to learn much about the life he lived in the flesh by revisiting his nativity world subsequent to the planetary dispensation in which he lived. Such children of spirit fusion are enabled to enjoy these opportunities for investigating their human careers, since they are, in general, confined to the service of the local universe. They do not share your high and exalted destiny in the paradise core of the finality. Only adjuster-fused mortals, or other especially embraced ascendant beings, are mustered into the ranks of those who await the eternal deity adventure. Spirit-fused mortals are the permanent citizens of the local universes. They may aspire to paradise destiny, but they cannot be sure of it. In Nebadon, their universe home is the eighth group of worlds encircling Salvington, a destiny heaven of nature and location, much like the one envisioned by the planetary traditions of Urantia.